Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you not like country music? This is all just happy.
You feel good.
Joy.
Yeah, you feel good about it.
Yeah.
And I know our next guest will feel good about it. We go to the phone lines where former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer joins us. You like the music selection this week?
I think we're getting Ted to kind of buy into it, I think. What I'm hearing, it sounds like it's getting him in the right mood.
It does.
I just got to make sure I watch my potty mouth today, you know?
F it. Don't worry about it.
Man, I heard about that. That was something else.
Sorry, Ted.
I love it? You were so comfortable. You just said, let it flow, man. All good, buddy. You're good. We're fine. We're still on air.
In 2025, with all the stuff I hear on the radio, I was shocked to learn that. I'm coachable. I will not make that mistake again.
I think maybe you got podcasts and live radio mixed up there.
There's definitely a difference.
So, Brian, another week, another great game from Drake May. And I'm wondering if you agree with Mark Schlereth, who we talked to earlier, who did the game on Sunday for Fox. And he was really upbeat. He likes Drake May, like pretty much everybody does right now. But he also said the most exciting thing is there's so much more room for growth, that sometimes you see Drake maybe going one read, two read, oh, I'm going to run. And he thinks, talking to Josh McDaniels, there's still a lot of room before he gets to his ceiling as a passer.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I was just watching a clip, and I don't know where I saw it. It was on X, but I'm not sure who put it out, so I can't give the proper credit. But it was Josh mic'd up on Sunday, and he's sitting there talking to Drake. He's like, look, when we get the matchup of our guys we want against one of their guys that they don't want covering, let's go after it. And it was they went on to a play where he hit pop down the field. And to me, I knew that Josh was going to be great for Drake. I don't think even I could have guessed it would be this good this fast. But the one thing that I know is Josh is crossing every T and dotting every I with Drake in the game plan and the preparation. And what I see from Drake is understanding the why of the play. The biggest example of that to me was the shoot route right down the middle to Austin Hooper. The Browns were trying to play like a quarter half coverage. And I think the safety got a little confused as to he played the flat as opposed to playing the quarter half player. And Austin Hooper saw it perfectly, kept it thin. And that play is a play we've seen the Patriots. I've run it a million times, Mac Jones, Tom Brady. And usually it goes to the little juke route over the ball, which was Diggs. But in his drop, Drake sees that the defense is messed up and just effortlessly throws it down the middle of the seam. And to me, that triggers this guy is just seeing the defense so well. Like when we write that, when we're going over the paper routes on our preparation that week, you kind of write alert next to the tight end because the chances of him coming up on that play is very slim. Might be one out of every 25 times, but the one time that it happened, you're going to make him pay. And that's what Drake did. And it just goes to my belief that Josh is teaching him the why of the play and he is understanding it. And that's why he's executing at such a high level.
Love it. Good stuff, Brian. Hey, I want to talk about the room for error that it seems like this Patriots team has. You know, the Pats, in the third down, they were only 3-for-11, 27%. They were 2-for-6 in the red zone. Special teams had 3 penalties. They gave up 6 sacks, you know, and yet they still won by 20. You know, Brian, I feel like I know what your answer is going to be, but is it all because of just the specialness that they have at the quarterback position? Why do you think that is now?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to go with it. I think when you have a guy who's playing at a top 5 level at the quarterback position, it can cover up a lot of those things. And when I look at, you know, offensively, let's just put it this way, and I know this drives Josh insane, they had too many negative runs. I mean, they had drives going, all of a sudden they lose 4 or 5. And for the way that he calls plays and the way you're trying to stay on track, it really puts a detriment. And then you get into harder third down situations. And so to me, the one thing I'm sure they're going to try to correct is, let's just not go backwards. If we go forwards with the quarterback that we have, with his accuracy, and not only just his accuracy, but his ability to gain some first downs with his legs, you're going to start scoring in the 40s. I mean, that's just the way it is. They're scoring 30, and you mentioned all of the, you know, the things that they had to overcome. I mean, Myles Garrett had 5 sacks, and the thing that I love is just the resiliency. Like, they kind of just shrug it off like it doesn't bother them, and you know, you don't see that a lot from a team that's just coming together. So I think they're learning that identity. And then you flip to the defensive side of the ball. You know, they'd be talking about having a fast start. Well, you know what? They gave up 7 on the first drive. Did it bother them? No. They just came out and continued to shut them down the rest of the game. And so you have to have that resiliency. Now, when you get to play some of the better teams and they're trending to earning that right in the playoffs to play, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Indianapolis Colts or play Buffalo again, you got to try to eliminate those because you don't want to give those good teams more chances than they already have.
Brian, you obviously played here for quite some time and then took your talents to a number of other teams as well. What did you think about Vrabel continuing his revamping and revitalization of the culture and the way things have been done here, switching away from the team-centric introduction to the individualized one? And also, follow-up question to that would be, what was it like when you were here and it was a team-centric intro, and then you went somewhere else, and you're like, hey, that's my name they're introducing. Cool.
Yeah. I think it's great. I think Vrabel is making his own culture here, and I think that's important to do after, you know, the legends of what Bill Belichick was, what Tom Brady was. I think it's important that they kind of establish their own thing. And, you know, for me, I remember the first time as a starter getting to run out of the tunnel. Like, it was like the Ron Burgundy. Like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, and I saw Drake talk about it too. Like, man, he's like, I was a little nervous for that. I didn't know what to do. I don't have any swag. And it actually makes me love the kid even more because to be 23 and not really be worried about, you know, what's my intro. And don't get me wrong. Like, there is a little bit of like, go out and have some fun with it. Like, I kind of have come to like Jackson Dart and his kind of persona but I love the fact that our quarterback here in New England is like, I don't have any swag, because you know what his swag is? Just going out there and playing really well week after week after week. And that's all the swag that he needs. But yeah, you're right. I mean, coming from New England, I almost felt like the first time I got to run out of the tunnel, I was doing something wrong because it was so like negatively perceived here in New England for so long.
Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. We mentioned one of the downsides was Myles Garrett had 5 sacks, which, you know, he might be the best defensive player this generation in that matchup with Will Campbell. But I'm wondering, as a quarterback, how do you talk to a guy like that? For example, Matt Light had some games where he just wasn't good during the Brady era, where Jason Taylor or Dwight Freeney would give him problems. As a quarterback, do you just say like, hey, man, keep fighting, you know, I know it's a tough, like, how do you deal with that as a quarterback left tackle dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Look, you know, the guy's trying to protect you. It's just, you look over and I always said there's a few guys that I played against and you look across and you're like, I play the same sport as that guy. I mean, Myles Garrett is one of those guys, J.J. Watt, Calvin Johnson, Rob Gronkowski. I mean, there's certain guys who are just, they're just freaks. And honestly, like, the one thing I think Will Campbell is going to learn from this game is when I'm getting help with a chip, I got to close the space, because there's a lot of times, and I knew going into it that they would do this because they weren't going to just let him tee off on Will Campbell or on any tackle. And, you know, he gets a good chip and he's still back setting. And Ted, as you would know, like when you create more space, even though it's initially slows him down, he's going to build that speed back up pretty quickly. And then he has the long arms and kind of overpower him. So I think what Will's going to learn is if I get a chip call, once my tight end or my running back slams this dude, like I'm going to get on him quick. I don't want to let him to regain that seam, and they'll do a good job coaching him. But, you know, you got to look at, and we always talked about when you're going against a guy like Myles Garrett or, you know, Max Crosby or Khalil Mack, you know, Josh would always kind of have this section on his call sheet where it would be like plays when that guy's out. And so, of course, the touchdown to Booty, who's out of the game? Myles Garrett, right? So he knows, and Drake knows, and I'm sure the call comes in and he's like, all right, Drake, Garrett's out of the game. We're going to go with this play here. And it's kind of like, you know, having a coach who can take it that extra level is why this dude is having the improvement that he's having, because it's things that weren't even communicated or even thought of last year in his first year as a rookie that Josh just has so many years of experience to share with him. Mm.
You know, Brian, you know, I covered you in Houston at Sports Radio 610, and I just, you know, you got to play with J.J. Watt. And I loved, you know, I just thought J.J. Watt was the best player I'd ever seen. And it was kind of like Myles Garrett in the sense, like, they have their first move, and if it doesn't work, then they have a counter move. And if that doesn't work, then they have another move. And they just never stop making moves until they get to what they want. So I put Myles Garrett and J.J. Watt in that Bruce Smith kind of category. But let me just ask you simply, what should the expectations for this team be going forward? A lot of people kind of scoff at, you know, Super Bowl contender. I mean, clearly it feels at this point, Brian, they're playoff, you know, kind of contenders. But what do you think the expectations should be for this team based on what you've seen so far?
I mean, Ted, you did it. As you know just as well as me, the goal is to get to the dance. And then once you're there, you just got to take it one week at a time. And I honestly, from watching them, I think a little bit of it is like, too good to be true. Is it really happening this quick? I think we're feeling that. But also, you look out there, the narrative, you know, throughout the country, people are resentful that the Patriots might have another good quarterback and good coach, and they're both young. I think people are like, are you kidding me? They had to go through 3 years of bad football. I mean, I grew up in Cleveland. They went through 60 years, and it's still a way I almost used it. I almost used the bad word. It still sucks. I think I can say it still sucks.
You can say that. You can say sucks.
Yeah, and I think that's why people are a little hesitant. But look, I mean, we're eight games in, and I know now it's a 17-game schedule, so it's not all the way halfway. Like, no one fakes it halfway through a season. Like, I think they're legit. I think the one thing they're doing, they're playing as a team. And Ted, you know, you lived through those seasons where the Patriots were, you know, America's team, coming out as a team. And so Vrabel's putting his own spin on it. But the way I see these guys playing for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Each other, that's what, to me, makes them a dangerous team.
Last one for me, Brian. You famously threw Jacoby Myers his first touchdown in the NFL and on the Patriots a couple of years back. That was a really cool moment. Just tell, how important is it to try to get somebody who's dying to get that touchdown? Like, we'll say Steph Diggs. He finally got one Sunday, and everyone made a big deal of it. It was really cool. You know, what was that moment like with Myers, and what does that mean when you're able to help somebody get their first one?
Yeah, and I think you saw the reaction from the team when Steph got his first touchdown. And don't tell me that they didn't play. Like, they were like, you know, he got down close enough. And I guarantee Vrabel was like, you got anything that can get him in from right here? And Josh was like, yeah, don't worry, I got it. I'll just pull out the Danny Amendola, 2 points from Atlanta. But I'll never forget that for Jacoby because, look, he had worked so hard, and he was really the heart and soul of that receiver room. And it came at the end of the game, and everyone was aware of it. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the whole team basically met him down in that end zone of that game.
That was awesome.
Because of what he meant to the team. And to me, like, you're seeing that with this version of the Patriots, and those teams are always tough to beat because when you feel accountable to the other person's success, that's what really allows you to kind of take it up a notch. And I think that's what's so, you know, pleasantly surprising is they've done it so quickly.
All right, Brian, before we let you go, I got to find out, do we have beef?
No. So listen, I learned at a very young age from Bill, don't believe or fuel the hype. You know, don't listen to the media, but don't think that your family and friends don't check in every once in a while. I remember my dad being like, what's the deal with this Andy Hart guy? Like, he clearly doesn't like you. I mean, he wants malice to take your job, you know? So I don't know the exact write-ups that I was getting, but trust me, I was made aware of them. It's all right, Andy. You never really got to see me play my best football. That was usually at the other places I was playing.
But
that's true.
You got the dad. You got Brian's dad.
Wow, Mr. Hoyer's disappointed.
Well, this probably won't surprise you guys. This isn't the first time I've heard something like this. Stephen Gostkowski's mother was not a fan of my coverage of Stephen Gostkowski.
Okay.
So, yes, friends and family and parents tend to read Patriots.com or Patriots Football Weekly. So.
But now you love Brian Hoyer.
I love Brian. In all seriousness, I think the best thing we've heard, well, the first time when you told us players over plays was my favorite quote we've heard all year.
Yeah, he's been repeating it
I love
ever
that.
Since.
Yep. And now
Got
you're
the
telling me there's a little box on the call sheet that when Myles Garrett is out of the game, this is where we can take our shots. We can take a little extra time with the football.
Always learning something,
I love that.
Man.
I learn something every time I talk to you. So, no.
Yeah, Josh will probably kill me for outing that. But it's not like Kyle Shanahan had the same thing. This is what good play callers do. They understand the situation, and there's certain plays you know you want to get off, but if you try it with Miles in there, like chances are even if you chip him, he could get in there. So it's like, you know, you're waiting for that opportunity to come about. And so, you know, Josh is the best there is. And it was no surprise to me. I saw that pass and I looked, I was like, oh, Myles Garrett's not in the game. That makes sense.
Yep. All right. Yep. Now do me a favor. When this is posted online, go to the podcast and send it to your family to show that we get along all nicey
Dad,
now. We don't hate
good,
each other.
Yeah.
We're cool now, right?
Yeah.
We're cool.
Oh, yeah.
Time heals all wound. All right.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. See ya.
It's Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer.
You do always learn something, man. Every
Absolutely.
Week. I love it.
I mean, it makes sense, but I've never heard a Patriots quarterback tell me that somewhere on that call sheet is
quick
Myles Garrett out the
out.
Game, right? Like, it's so logical. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I don't know if Josh loves that Brian sort of
I think he does. Every team. That's no surprise. No, please.
You know, it's enlightening to us. I think it's obvious to anybody who's ever called a play in the National Football League or a quarterback who's ever run a play. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to react to a couple things Hoyer said. We also have to play something that I just sent to the boys behind the glass. Adam Schefter has a pretty strong opinion on what the Patriots might do before the trade deadline. He thinks somebody is going faux show. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.